The Sharks fall in their final game of Cali Finn. And it's looking more and more like they are on their way to the 32nd pick. We'll break this down right now here on Teal Town After Dark. Good evening, everyone. It is Tuesday night, still, for now. March 26, 2024. The Sharks lose to the Dallas Stars 6-3, and we welcome you to this edition of Teal Town After Dark, your live interactive Sharks postgame. We do this after every game, so if you want to be part of the show, here's how you do it. Chat with us and fellow hockey fans all over the world and in Sharks territory on the YouTube page or the app. And of course, you can find us all over the social media. You name it, you love it, and all that fun stuff. And of course, you can find everything at tealtownusa.com because somebody forgot to stop the website payment. Yeah. Follow us on the social media fun stuff along with everything for live gifts and everything like that. It is Puck Guy. For those who saw the first show, well, it shows the passion of us on here. It's been a frustrating year. Let's be quite honest. It's been a rough year. It's been a frustrating year. You know, we get on each other and everything, but, you know, kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. You look behind the curtain, peel it back and be like, yeah, it takes a toll on a lot of things. But even though Tomas Hertl is now a Vegas Golden Knight, hasn't played a game yet, you always have to remember, fun must be always. So I'll mention that till I'm blue in the face. So let's get to this game. We'll recap this game quickly for you. Thank you for joining us if you are. First period, and Ian kind of said it in the first program, if you saw it, but it was kind of like a crazy sandwich. You know, dull the first and third periods, and then craziness in the second. Sharks played well early on. I thought they were staying with Dallas pretty good, even though each team took a penalty. But then Dallas got going on a Sharks power play, Wyatt Johnson with a shorthanded goal to make it 1-0. And even then, I thought the Sharks were playing well, even though they were getting outshot in the contest. Mason Marchment with a nice individual effort, his 20th of the season, to make it 2-0 San Jose. Good on him, his first 20-goal season, even though it was like his second goal in like 18 games to get things going. So the Sharks down 2-0 after one period of game. Of course, the Sharks have lost 16 of the last 17 entering tonight. They've lost 7 in a row as well. Dallas had beaten the Desert Dogs. Oh, excuse me. And are in a good run, fighting with Colorado and Winnipeg. And heck, Nashville even beat Vegas tonight. So it's just a crazy four-team race in the Central right now. So that makes things crazier. Made it more frustrating in the second period. Jason Robertson, his 25th goal of the season, with Kyle Burrows stealing the puck. Kyle Burrows trying to clear, I should say. Robertson steals the puck. He takes it in for an unassisted goal to make it 3-0. But then the Sharks would figure out, oh, crap, we got to play this game too. Barabanov doesn't get a lot of... I can't even say good wood on it, but, you know, I would say good composite, I guess you could say, to go far side, beats Wedgewood for the Sharks to get the opening goal just 40 seconds after Robertson made it 3-0. So that's 3-1 San Jose. Dallas would take a penalty and the Sharks would take advantage. William Eklund also didn't get good wood on it to cut it back in to make it 3-2. And the Sharks would fight. I thought they had some good fight in this one, even though they're struggling a little bit, you get a fight between Cunning and Delandria to, you know, kind of try to change the momentum, and it did for Dallas. Jamie Benn, who's been on a tear lately, I think he's had a 7-game point streak. He gets his 17th of the season from Johnston, and I think it was Lundqvist, to make it 4-2, but he's been on a tear. I think he's scored goals in 5 straight games now for Jamie Benn. The Dallas up 4-2, but then the Sharks would come right back, not even a minute later. Klim Kostin with a sweet shot. His 6th of the season. He's been on a run since being traded over from Detroit. Maybe starting to look like that Barabanov for Suomela type of deal where Šimek was sent off to Detroit. But Klim Kostin has been very Mr. Clean. Okay, sorry. My apologies for that. 7 points in 9 games for the Sharks. He 3 goals, 4 assists. That cuts it back to 4-3. Unfortunately for San Jose, they would not come back. Closer to that, Wyatt Johnston, a couple minutes later, would get his 28th. He's been a phenomenal rookie. If it weren't for Connor Bedard and all the buzz that he would get, it'd just be, you would give it to, Brock Faber from Minnesota, the defenseman there. But Wyatt Johnson's had a phenomenal year. He's had a phenomenal time in San Jose in the 2 games that the Dallas Stars have played in San Jose. 5 goals. 5 goals. I mean, it's just seems so crazy to have that go on for Johnston. And 5 goals against San Jose is tied with Mike Madonna, who did it twice. I think it was like 93-94 and 07-08 for the Dallas Stars. Shout out Darren Stevens for that little tidbit. The 5 goals against San Jose, tied for most in North Stars / Stars history by one player in a season. Madonna did it twice. Johnson would make it 5-3. Later on in the 3rd period, and thankfully they didn't, give more multiple goals in the 3rd period, which has been their trend lately. You would get Robertson getting his 2nd of the night, 26 of the season. That would be it on there for those big fans of Joe Pavelski. He had an assist tonight on the second Johnson goal. Is it going to be the last time he visits? Who knows? Heck, I mean, at this rate, Pavelski's got another 60-point campaign. His 11th, I think they showed it on the graphic tonight. He's like the only one that wasn't drafted in the first round to have so many 60-point seasons and active in the NHL. So kudos to Pavs for sure. I don't know. Maybe I'm wishful thinking here, but perhaps he bring in Pavelski to help things out if he doesn't get a deal anywhere else. Maybe if the Stars win the Cup, maybe he has one more season in San Jose to kind of help the kids out. Who knows? I mean, that's an option there. Or he'll just be a Vegas Golden Knight, of course, because that's how things happen these days. So the Sharks lose 6-3. It is their 17th loss in the last 18 games. They've lost 8 in a row now. They're on the verge of having another 10 loss streak again. But if you see on the scroll there, I've kind of figured out what's going on for the Sharks here. The thing is, they're getting close, They're getting close to clinching everything. On the, I think it was Columbus is at 29th place, and the Sharks will finish no better than 29th in the league standings, I believe. What is it, Montreal or Ottawa? Where's my standings page? Oh, come on, you piece of crap. There it is. Ottawa has 64 points. The maximum the Sharks were to go on a complete bender for the rest of the way would be 62. So Ottawa is at 28th. So the Sharks can't get any higher than 29th, which means at the very best, or the very least, however you want to look at it, if you're in Team Tank or not, the Sharks will have the fourth best odds at the draft right now. The sixth overall pick is guaranteed now for the Sharks, and it's going to keep going for that in this case right now. Chicago's at 47, Anaheim's at 52, the Sharks are at 40. Again, the Sharks can only get to 62 on hand, so once the combination of, at this point, at the current moment, with Chicago in 31st, the more points Chicago picks up and the fewer points the Sharks don't get, that's how we dictate the magic number or tragic number as it is. So currently the Sharks are at 16 to get the best odds at Macklin Celebrini, if you are a member of Team Tank. As for the Sharks, it's a struggle. And you got to appreciate what has happened in the past. They've never really gone through a rebuild before. They've never had to fix things up for a multi-year fix-up. If you look at the first two seasons the Sharks had, they were awful. And then the Sharks retooled their entire roster, made the playoffs, which we're coming up to the 30th anniversary of, and you know, they had that great run. Then they had the second great one where they knock off Calgary. Nice job, Ray Whitney, overtime winner. And then 95-96 came, 96-97. Those were two frustrating years. But the Sharks got back at it. You know, they had Marlow when they drafted, but they also had a young nucleus in the sense of you're growing it with Marlow, Sturm, Korolyuk. You can even go farther as Rathje if you want in that realm. I know. And some people are cringing right now. I'm sure a lot of you, Kevin, AJ, whatever. You know, you get me, though, is where this team is going. And then they went on that crazy run where they missed the playoffs like one time in nearly a 20-year span. Or twice in 20-year span. 02, 03, and then 14, 15. You know. You appreciate that. And more than anything with what's going on with the Sharks this year, you kind of have to appreciate the past. Because you don't see those runs happen. The tough part is that you don't have a ring. You don't have a banner that says Stanley Cup champions on it. You don't have that moment where the cup is in San Jose hanging out because it says San Jose Sharks on the cup. That's where it hurts. And I think that's where the impatience is at. Many people have said, you know, seasons prior to this, oh, let's just do a rebuild. Let's just do a rebuild. This is how tough it is, gang. Rebuilds are not easy. They're pain. There's lots of pain. Not to get all Mike Babcock in Toronto. There'll be pain. There'll be lots of pain. You know. But this is what it's going to be. Again, you want to see some signs of life. And the Sharks showed that tonight. They showed that. But the thing is that third periods, maybe even late second period, they're getting fatigued. They're getting tired. If it's a conditioning thing, whatnot. Is it an injury thing? Hell yeah. Because Barabanov got injured tonight. We didn't even see it. I didn't even see where he blocked the shot and he was in a walking boot, according to Shang. And they'll have more on that on tomorrow before they head out to Minnesota and St. Louis for their quick two-game mini Midwest road trip. But that's what happens. And it sucks. I mean, I think it's taken a toll on all of us. And I know, and I think I'm speaking for everyone at Teal Town USA, this sucks. This is rough. You know? But the thing about professional sports is we are passionate. We dig deep. We are appreciating what the heck is going on here. the tough part is that, yeah, it's not all happy rainbows and all is well, tremendous comeback, yay, you know. You go through this. And we're paying our dues for it. And I guarantee you, it'd be a lot easier if there was a cup. Yeah, there would be. There would be. You know? But it is what it is. It takes time. Look at Vancouver. I mean, they've been on a great run, and they've been without a cup. They haven't won one in 52 years, Vancouver.
Did somebody say
Vancouver?
Of course, my bad. You know, and it's frustrating. It's painful. It's rough. But this is where you need to dig deep, try to get through all the pain, get through all the torture, get through all the frustration to make it through. Because eventually, granted, if you're a Buffalo Sabres fan, it's still been a bit, but eventually this team is going to get over a hump. Now, what's going to happen in the offseason is going to be crazy. So if you haven't subscribed already, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Please. But with the frustration, I'll peel back the curtain on our side. We've had technical issues. This is why I'm going on this for the second time. And it gets to everybody. Trust me. As the guy who's been known since the existence of this podcast as the guy with the AOL connection, you have to just get through it, take your lumps, and deal with it. And it's tough. It doesn't get to you. Yeah, of course it does. But you just can't say, screw it. You got to stick with it. Because you know you all want to be together when everything is coming up roses. Because it's going to be a couple years. Sure. But the best part? You look at Will Smith, what he's done in the Hockey East tournament and getting ready for the NCAA tournament. You look at Quentin Musty. Over 100 points with the Sudbury Wolves. I almost said Blueberry Bulldogs. Excuse me. You look at Luca Cagnoni. Just tearing it up for the Portland Winterhawks. Over 90 points this season as a defenseman. And yes, I get, oh, he's a 5'9". So? You heard it here first. Cagnoni to forward. Just already putting it out there. I'm kidding. You also look at Bystedt, Havlid, Haltonen. There are good pieces that are on their way. Yes, they are not here right now. And that's the frustrating part, too. You hope that they would be with the CUDA. In some cases, they're not allowed to. In some cases, they may not need to be here just yet. But it is coming. It's going to happen. And I want each and every one of you to be here when it does. Because it's going to be fucking awesome. In the meantime, we deal with the pain. And the next painful matchup will be against Minnesota on Thursday at 5 p.m. And then they'll have St. Louis to finish up the road trip on Saturday. And we hope you're here immediately after the game to break it on down. So I appreciate each and every one of you joining us. In case you missed anything or you want to watch this again, check us out on TealTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which I think that's got to be going to I think it's YouTube Music very soon. So be on the lookout for that along any other podcast platform. And of course, find everything at TealTownUSA.com. And appreciate that big time. Oh, I did the B part. Nah, what an idiot. I couldn't get through a show without goofing up. Well, I know. I can already hear in my head in the Nashville the chant, it's all your fault, it's all your fault. So, again, Sharks lose 6-3. Had some highlights in there. It's tough. It's tough. Got to be a little more disciplined. Got to be less careless. But hang in there, gang. It's going to be better fairly soon. All right. So with that, we'll get out of here. It's 11:59 p.m. if you're watching this live. I have to be at work in 4 hours. That's going to be fun. We'll be back with you again on Thursday following Sharks and Wild. That's a 5 p.m. start in St. Paul. And we'll be here to break it down and to get through the struggle together. All right? Until then, teal together, everyone.